Bunch of children. That's wonderful. Mm. Now, this coming Friday, I'm not going to eat very much.
What was that?
This coming Friday, I'm not going to eat very much. That's not a spiritual fast. It's because I anticipate dinner at Sandy Cove.
因为我正好准备要大吃 Sandy Cove 的晚餐。
They have great food.
他们的食物特别的好。
We'll have a wonderful time together this weekend.
这个周末我们将会在一起花非常美好的时间。
And Colleen and I are looking forward to being with you.
Colleen, 我的太太，我们两个人盼望着能跟大家在一起。
We are going to look at a familiar passage of Scripture.
今天早上我们要看我们比较熟悉的一段经文。
I preached from this very passage some months back.
几个月前我曾经也分享了同样的这段经文。
But I want to revisit the passage and see some things a little differently.
我想重新回到这些经文，再从另外一个角度来看。
It is the 10th chapter of Mark.
这是马可福音第十章。
Jesus is on his way through Jericho to Jerusalem.
耶稣正在从耶利哥到耶路撒冷的路上。
As he enters Jericho, he meets the rich young ruler.
在耶利哥他进城门之前他遇上了那一个富有的年轻的长官
As he passes through Jericho on the other side he meets a blind man by the side of the road
当他穿过耶利哥之后他碰到了另外一个瞎了眼的有一个人他在路边上
And so we read Mark 10:46through 52.
我们读马可福音第十章四十六节到五十二节。
And they came to Jericho.
他们来到耶利哥。
As they went out of Jericho with the disciples and a great crowd of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the side of the highway begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth,Mercy on me. But many charged him that he should hold his peace.
当主耶稣他跟他的门徒穿过耶利哥的时候，正在走过，有一大群的人在跟随他们。在他穿过之后，有一个瞎眼的叫巴迪买，他就冲向耶稣基督。
But he cried the more a great deal, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me.
他说耶稣。大卫的子孙怜悯我
And Jesus stood still.
耶稣就停住了
And he commanded the blind man to be called.
他就让那个瞎眼的人就把他带到他面前
And he casting aside his garments rose and came to Jesus.
这个巴迪买就把东西全扔下来然后就把自己扔在耶稣基督面前
Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you?
耶稣说你要我为你做什么
And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
他说主我想看见。
And immediately, he received his sight.
他一下子就看见了。
Jesus said, go thy way. My faith has made thee whole.
耶稣说你去吧你的信心使得你得到了医治。
And immediately receiving his sight, he followed Jesus in the way.
他看到了之后他看到之后他马上就跟随耶稣
Now with me for just a moment of prayer.
让我们一同来低头祷告
Holy Spirit of God we invite you to teach us this morning
上帝的圣灵我们邀请你今天来教导我们
It is you that the Father sent to lead us into all truth
你是由天父差派来，来带领我们进入一切的真理。
It is you that the Father sent to convict us of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
你是上天父所派来，让我们真的是认我们的罪，看到让我们知道审判即将到来。
And we pray that you would do your work in our midst today.
我们祷告你今天在我们中间来做你的工作。
It's in the name of Jesus that we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. These great crowds were moving from Jericho to Jerusalem for the great feast.
这一大群人是从耶利哥然后进入耶路撒冷，是准备参加大的这个庆典的日子。
Beggars sat along the road because they had great opportunity to get a lot of gifts.
这是要饭的人愿意坐在路边上，因为这是很好的机会，可以得到一些礼物。
As people were going up to the feast, they tended to be a bit more compassionate and caring.
大家要去过大假日的时候，往往是特别的有怜悯的心，特别愿意关怀别人。
These gifts that they gave were considered works of righteousness.
当他们所给这个礼物的时候，这好像是义，是他们所做的是义的功。
There's one blind man sitting by the side of the road.
有一个眼睛瞎的盲人坐在路边上。
He's referred to as Bartimaeus.
这个把他名叫着巴迪买。
Now you may recall in the past I told you.He didn't have a name.
你记得以前我曾经跟大家讲过，他实际上没有名字。
Born blind, he was of no value to society.
生下来是瞎眼，他对这个社会没有价值。
So they referred to him as Bartimaeus, which is the son of Timaeus.
所以大家叫他巴迪买，这个意思就是迪买的儿子。
And there he sat.Day after day, year after year, begging from the people that passed by.
所以他就坐在路边，日复一日，年复一年，来求那些经过的人来给他施点恩。
But it was obvious that there was a much bigger crowd coming because the noise increased.
显然好像有很大的一群人来，因为他能够感觉到这个噪音开始上来了。
And so he asked them.What was all the noise and why all the people?
他就问为什么会有这么多噪音，为什么会有这么多的人？
And the people said to him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
人们就告诉他是因为拿撒勒人耶稣过来了。
I want you to notice these verses here on the screen.
我想请大家看在这个屏幕上的经文。
The response was Jesus of Nazareth.
这个上面说是拿撒勒人耶稣。
As you read the gospel, you find that this is a pretty common reference to Jesus.
如果你读福音书，你会知道这个是对耶稣非常常见的描述的方式。
His name and the community from which he came.
他的名字，还有他是从哪个社区而来。
The reason I want you to notice that is because when Bartimaeus stood to his feet and began to cry out, he did not use this phrase.
我想让大家注意的是，当巴迪买站起来大声喊叫的时候，他并没有用这样的一个名称。
He cried out saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me.
他起来喊叫的是大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
What makes that interesting is that the phrase Jesus, son of David, is a messianic title.
所以这个有意思的地方是耶稣大卫的子孙耶稣是一个称呼弥赛亚的这样的一个名称。
Bring up the next slide, please. Thank you. You see,Bartimaeus, having been blind from birth, did not enjoy the teachings of the rabbis and of the synagogue.
你可以看到这个巴迪买，他没有去好好享受那些，他没有办法去享受在 在会堂里边那些拉比那样的教导。
He certainly didn't know how to read.
他显然是不知道怎么来阅读。
And the question, of course, that comes up is, how did he know to cry this messianic title, Jesus, Son of David?
这个问题是他怎么知道这个耶稣这个名字，大卫之子是一个弥赛亚的这样的一个名字。
This poses the first question I want to ask.
这给我们第一个问题，我想要问大家的问题。
Why did Bartimaeus have such passion to see or to talk to Jesus? And why did he call him Son of David?
为什么巴底买对耶稣会有这么大的激情？为什么他称呼他大卫之子？
I've got to believe that this blind man must have heard some testimonies along the way about Jesus.
我相信这个盲人一定在过去什么时候听到过有关耶稣基督的见证。
I don't know where those testimonies came from.
我不知道他这些见证都是从哪里来的。
It might have been one of the lepers.
可能是中间有些得了病的人。
It may have been some other blind person that had recovered their sight.
可能是其他的盲人，他们的眼睛已经复明。
Or maybe somebody that had been fed by the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
也可能是有些被五饼二鱼所喂养的人。
Whoever it was, somebody had made an impression on Bartimaeus.
无论是什么样的人，有人显然是让那个巴底买感到就给他很深的印象。
What he had heard convinced him of 2 things.
他所听到的给他两个结果。
This Jesus has power.
耶稣是有能力的。
And he can heal.
他能够医治。
And this man Jesus is the Messiah.
这个耶稣这个人，他就是弥赛亚。
Now stop and think about that for a moment.
让我们停一下来思考一下。
A blind man who cannot read and has never been instructed in the Old Testament.
一个盲人，他不能够阅读，他从来没有读过圣经，没有教导过圣经。
And yet he has such a passion to see Jesus that they can't.Shut him up.
他却有如此的激情要见耶稣，没有人可以拦阻他。
You see, there's a powerful witness that has prepared him to encounter the Messiah.
显然，这有一个非常强有力的这样的见证，已经预备好让他来遇见这个弥赛亚。
Now, why do I raise the question this morning?
那我今天早上为什么要问这个问题呢？
You see, I believe firmly that the Bible teaches us, all of us are born spiritually blind.
我相信圣经教导我们，我们中间所有的人在出生的时候就是在属灵上是瞎眼的。
The psalmist tells me, I was shapen or formed in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
诗人只告诉我们，我生来就有罪，在我母亲的胎里就有罪。
This tells me that everyone is born blind to the spiritual truths of God.
这个地方告诉我们，我们每一个人在生下来的时候，就是对上帝的真理，就是属灵的真理，就是瞎眼的。
So you and I are surrounded.By millions of people who are blind.
我们中间就被很多很多这样子成千上万的这样子盲人，这样瞎眼的人，这样子说。
They may be very smart.
他们可能非常的聪明。
They may be well educated.
他们可能受到很多的教育。
They may live a very prosperous life.
他们可能过一个非常豪华的生活。
But they do not see the kingdom of God.
但是他们看不到上帝的国度。
Because they have not been born from above.
因为他们没有从天上而他没有从天上这样来的生命。
How can we prepare these people to begin looking for the one who can heal them and enable them to see the kingdom of God.
我们如何来预备人，让他们可以能够来去寻找这位能够拯救他们，让他们进入天国的这位人。
That responsibility, my friends, falls upon the shoulders of everyone who claims to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
朋友们，这个责任就落在了我们每一位自己声称自己是耶稣基督的追随者的人的身上。
All of us are called to prepare others to seek for Jesus.
我们每一位都被呼召来预备人来寻找耶稣。
You remember the 28th chapter of Matthew, we have what is called the Great Commission.
你记得马太福音第二十八章，我们把它叫做大使命。
It is after the resurrection.
这个是在复活之后。
Jesus is with his disciples.
耶稣在和他的门徒一起。
And he says, therefore, go and make disciples.All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
他就说到，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
To whom did this commission come?
这个大使命是给什么人的？
Do you really think it was just for the 11?
你认为那是就为那十一个门徒吗？弟兄姐妹们，这实在是太不可思议。
Why would Jesus tell 11 men to tell all the nations about Jesus?
为什么耶稣可以对十一个人能让他们对万民到世界各地万民使得他们做门徒？
That would be impossible.
这是不可能的。
Except for the fact that this commission is given to every disciple.
除非这一个使命是给所有的耶稣基督的门徒的。
If you're a follower of a master, this commission this morning is to you.
如果你是这位主人的追随者，今天这个大使命今天早上是给你的。
Every one of us are called to go and to share with others the good news.Of Jesus Christ.
我们中间每一位都被呼召来跟周围的人来宣扬主耶稣基督的福音。
Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who really think that that's what the pastor of the church gets paid to do.
但是中间很不幸，有很多人认为这是教会里边传道人，我们付钱请他们就是来做这些事情。
A couple of years ago, I was invited to come and be interviewed for a position as an interim pastor.
大概多少年之前，我曾经被邀请被面试，他们让我做代理牧师。
At the time, the church was not that far from where we lived.
那个时候，这个教会离我们所住的地方不是特别的远。
And I believe I could have been of help and would have enjoyed the opportunity.
我当时想的，我肯定会非常喜欢这样的一个机会。
But in the interview, one of the older elders asked, "How are you going to fill these pews with people?"
对，我们面试的时候，当时有一个年纪比较长的长老就问我一个问题：你要如何使得这个会堂座位都让人能够坐满？
A lot of people had left the church.
那个教会很多人离开了那边。
And he felt that my job was to come and make sure that we got more people to fill the pews.
他觉得我的工作就是能够要使众人都来到教会，把教会的座位坐满。
I asked the old man, "How long have you been a member of this church?"
那我就问那个人，我说你成为这个教会会友有多长时间了？
Oh, he said many years.
他说很多年了。
I said, "How long have you been an elder?"
我说你已经做长老做了多久？
He said, "This is my second term of 3 years."
他说这是我是第二次，我三年一期，这已经是第二期。
And I said, You're asking me how I'm going to fill the pews?
我说你是问我怎么能够使得这个座位都来坐满。
Take a moment with me and would you look at the fourth chapter of Ephesians?
你们能不能花点时间跟我一块来看以弗所书第四章。
In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, we read that Jesus has given gifts of ministry to the church.
我们看以弗所书第四章，耶稣他已经把一些这种服事的恩赐赐给教会。
It says he gave some to be apostles.
这上面说到他使得他们中间所赐的有使徒。
Now the word apostle means to be sent out.
使徒的这个名字就是往外差派。
Probably refers to something we commonly refer to as a missionary.
很有可能就像我们现在常用的那种宣教士这样的一种词。
Some are called to be prophets.
有些呢被呼召成为先知。
The prophetic gift is really the proclamation of the truth of the gospel.
这种先知的这种恩赐实际上就是来宣告福音中间的真理这样的一种恩赐。
Then there are some who are gifted to be evangelists.
那中间还有些人有恩赐是传福音的。
And finally, the passage says, some are called to be pastor teachers.
中间又有一句话最后说到有些人被呼召成为牧者成为教师。
But after you read the list of the gifts of ministry, you must see why these gifts are given.
当你读了这些恩赐的这种条条的时候，你会就会理解为什么会把这些恩赐赐给教会。
The gifts, it says, are given to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
他说到这些恩赐是要给要来装备圣徒来做侍奉的工作。
Do you understand that these gifts are given not as a performance, but as a means of teaching and equipping you to do these tasks?
你看到这些恩赐不是要用来表演的，而是用来教导，使得你们能够来做这样的服事，教会的服事。
We are to prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ will be built up.
我们所做的是要来装备圣徒，让他们可以做侍奉的工作，因此可以建立基督的身体。
So that the tasks of these with gifts are to enable you and me to carry out.The mission of the church.
所以这恩赐一切就是要使得你还有我一同可以让我们来实现教会所领受的使命。
My friends, there are no paid professional witnesses to Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，真的没有说是付钱去请那些去请来为耶稣基督来做见证的人。
All of us that are followers.Are witnesses.
我们所有耶稣基督的门徒就是他的见证人。
Some people seem to think that it's possible to get out of bed the first thing in the morning.
有些人似乎在想，很有可能早上第一次起来之后第一件事就可以。
And they say, I don't think I'll be a witness today.
他醒来他就可以说啊，那我今天我觉得自己不想做见证。
I'm sorry, that option is not yours.
真很抱歉，这样的一个选择不是在你的手中。
You're a follower of Jesus Christ.
你是上帝，你是耶稣基督的门徒。
You are a witness to his saving, transforming power.
你就是他的拯救的更新改变的大能的这样的见证。
And our...responsibilities are to help you to learn to do that effectively.
我们这些传道人的责任就是要来帮助你可以来做这样的见证，更加有效的来做这样的见证。
There's a passage of scripture over in that little book of First Hebrews.
在希伯来书中间有一句经文。
It's in the New Testament.
是在新约。
In First Peter.
这彼得前书，对，彼得前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Peter writes, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." But
好，这个地方我们只看十五节的下半节跟十六节上半节。好，英文跟中文的那个标号不是完全一样。好，有人问你们心中盼望的理由，要随时准备答复，不过要以温柔敬畏的心回答。
This doesn't call on you to preach.
这不是说要你要来讲道。
This doesn't call on you to get someone and argue with them about their need of Jesus.
也不是说让你抓住什么人来跟他来争辩，让他们知道他们需要耶稣。
This simply says be ready to share with people why there's something positive happening in your life.
这实际上说就是要做好准备跟人来分享为什么你生命之中有很多正面的事情。
I've reminded you of this before, I know.
我以前提醒过你们，我还记得。
But when I go to a good restaurant, I like to tell people I've had good food.
当我去到一个好的餐馆，我就喜欢跟别人讲啊，我吃了很好的食物。
Now, they may not like the food I like.
对，他们可能不会喜欢我所喜欢的食物。
But I'll tell them anyway.
但是我还是要跟他们讲哦。
And maybe they don't go to restaurants to eat.
他们可能根本都不去餐馆吃饭。
But I'll tell them anyway.
我还是要跟他们讲哦。
I don't think it'll be offensive.
我不觉得这会给他们带来一些不好的感觉。
Let me tell you where the best Chinese buffet in all the country is.
我想跟你们讲讲在哪里有这个中国 buffet 在全国最好的地方在哪里。
I know.
我知道。
I've eaten at almost every Chinese buffet there is.
我几乎把所有的中国的这种中餐 buffet 店的饱肥店的我全吃过。
I love Chinese food.
我喜欢吃中餐。
The best Chinese food I have ever eaten was in Taichung.
我吃最好的中餐是在台中。
But in this country, it is the old country buffet or the old town buffet in Dover, Delaware.
那最好的是在 Dover, 德勒华谷中间有一个老城中国饱肥店。
It's really delicious.
是非常好吃。
Oh, excuse me. Did I offend somebody?
我有没有冒犯哪一位？
Do you feel like I'm trying to shove Chinese food down your throat?
有没有觉得我好像硬要把中餐塞在你的喉咙底下？
I just told you I found a place that I like.
我刚刚告诉你我喜欢的一个中餐馆。
I have no problem telling people I've met somebody who has changed my life.
我没有问题去跟别人讲我遇到了一位他改变了我的生命。
What is the reason for the joy? It's the presence of Jesus.
我为什么有这样的喜乐原因何在是因为耶稣基督同在。
That's all I have to say.
我就是要说这些。
I'm not going to preach a sermon.
我没有打算要讲一篇道。
I don't want to argue religion.
我也不想跟人来争论宗教。
I just want to tell them how wonderful it is to get up in the morning.I know that God is going to be with me through the day.
我就是想跟他讲，真的实在是美好。早上一起来就知道，上帝要跟我今天一天与我同在。
Can you do that?
你能不能这样做呢？
Doesn't take any theological education.
就不需要任何的神学的训练。
You don't have to go to a retreat to learn 15 ways of sharing Christ.
你不需要去参加一个灵修会、退休会来学习50种不同的方法来分享耶稣基督。
No one ever taught me how to go and tell somebody that Frederica Pizza House has the best spaghetti.
没有人根本都不需要，从来不需要教我，也不需要告诉我在，Frederica 有个披萨店，有中间有最好的意大利面。
I didn't need any training for that.
我根本不需要任何的训练来知道这些。
My friends, you and I are called to be a witness to God's goodness and grace at work in our lives.
朋友们，你们是我们是要被呼召，已经被呼召，要成为上帝的恩慈良善在我们生命之间的这样的见证。
Well, that's only question number one.
这只是第一个问题。
I have 15.
我还有十五个问题。
Well, we'll be done by 3.
我们三点钟可以完成。
And then, John, you've got at least an hour after that.
所以姜牧师你会还有一个小时。
But I do have question number two.
但是我的的确确有第二个问题。
It says Jesus stood still.
说到耶稣就停下来。
And he commanded them to call the blind man.
他来告诉他们就把那位盲人带过来。
And he, casting aside his garments, rose and came to Jesus.
他把他的衣服都脱下去，然后站起来就来到耶稣基督面前。
And then Jesus asks him a very strange question.
然后耶稣就问了他一个非常奇怪的问题。
What do you want me to do for you?
他说，你要我为你做什么？
Why did he ask that?
他为什么要问这个问题？
Everybody can see the man is a beggar and he's blind.
所有人都能看到这个人是要饭的，他看不见。
His need is obvious.
他的需要不是这么明显吗？
Jesus, just go ahead and give him his sight.
耶稣只管去让他能看见。
Why do you ask him what he wants done?
你为什么要问他他想做什么？
Why do you think Jesus asked?
你觉得耶稣为什么要问他？
What do you want God to do for you in your life?
你想让上帝在你生命中做什么呢？
I'll be very honest. There are some of you who have serious needs that everyone seems to know about, but you're not ready to confess.
我应该很诚实来跟大家说，你们中间有人有非常严重的这个需要，你人人都能看得出来周围，但是你没有做好准备来承认。
And even though you're a follower of Jesus, you've not been totally honest with him about the addictions in your life.
即使你是耶稣基督的追随者，你也从来没有真正能够诚实的来面对你自己生命中那样各样的瘾。
Yes, Jesus knows your need.
Yeah, 是的，耶稣知道你的需要。
Jesus knows my need.
耶稣知道我的需要。
But he still says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
但是仍然是说，圣经仍然说，你要是能承认自己的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，就必将洁净你的罪。使得你得到一切的义。
Are you ready to confess?
你有没有做好准备承认自己的罪？
Because, my friends, the hidden sins within are the sins that prevent the blessings of God.
因为朋友们，我们自己生命中那隐藏的罪，就是那些能够拦阻上帝恩典降临的这样的东西。
There's a great story in the Old Testament.
在旧约中间有一个非常好的故事。
You remember, I'm sure.Remember the story.
我相信你们都认识，都记得这个故事。
Fellow by the name of Joshua.
有一个人的名字叫约书亚。
And he had a great crowd of people with him.
他有一大群的人追随着他。
And they marched around the city of Jericho 7 days.
他们就绕着耶利哥城七天的时间。
And on the 7th day, the walls came a tumbling down.
然后在第七天的时候，耶利哥的墙就开始塌下来。
That's a song.
这是一个歌，这我刚才说的是唱了一首歌。
As well as a passage of scripture.
也是圣经中间的经文。
Would you like to hear me sing a few of bars of that song?
你要不要听他来唱唱这个歌？
My wife seems to be pretty adamant that I should not do it.
我太太好像觉得我绝对不可以唱。
Well, you come down on the shore of the bay at the Sandy Cove. I'll sing that for you.
如果你们来 Sandy Cove 那个海边，我就来为你们唱。
Well, they did a wonderful, wonderful job of taking Jericho, and the next town was a little town. Its name is Ai.
结果就在这个，他们把耶利哥城把他给摧毁，做了一个非常伟大的工作。在旁边呢，有一个非常小的城市，叫做爱城。
And Joshua sent a couple of his men up to the town of Ai to check it out.
约书亚就送了他几个手下的人，就到那个爱城去真实一番。
Well, having taken Jericho, they came back and said, "Ah, couple of thousand men, we can take the city."
他们把耶利哥城就给已经给摧毁掉，他们然后就说那边爱城只有几千人，我们没有问题。
But they go up to this little town of Ai, and they find themselves running in retreat.And 36 of their men get shot in the back, running away.
结果他们在爱城打的最后的结果，发现他们自己慌忙逃窜，而且36个人，他们的人就被杀掉了。
They couldn't take this little town of Ai.
那小小的爱城，居然他们是无可就没有任何的办法。
And Joshua gets down on his knees with his face to the earth and says, "Oh God, what is wrong with you?"
约书亚就跪在地上，脸趴在地上，说：“上帝，到底你做了什么？”
God said, "Joshua, get up from off of your face."
上帝说：“约书亚，站起来。”
Basically, God says, "Joshua,It's not my problem, it's yours."
其实上帝其实基本上是在说，约书亚，不是我的问题，是你的问题。
Joshua, there's hidden sin in the camp.
约书亚，在这个阵营中间，军营里边有隐藏的罪。
They went through a long process, and finally they came to a man whose name was Achan.
他们就经过了很多的步骤，最后呢，就是碰到这样的一个人，发现这样的亚干这个人。
And they confronted Achan.
他们就来面对亚干。
And Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord. This is what I've done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold weighing." 50 shekels. I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath.
所以亚干的的确确回答，他说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的上帝。”他说：“这就是我所做的。我在所夺取的财物中间看见一件美好的示拿外袍。”200舍科勒的银子，一条重50舍科勒的金子，我贪爱这些物件，就拿去了。看到这些东西都埋在我帐篷内的地里，银子的外袍底下。
What do we learn from this?
我们在中间学到什么
？That the hidden sin about which no one knew was the reason the blessing of God was withdrawn.
这中间好像人没有人知道的那种隐藏的罪，就是导致上帝的恩典被挪去的这样的原因。
What is the hidden sin this morning?
在我们生命中有什么样的隐藏的罪
？A gossiping tongue.
是流言蜚语的舌头吗
？A heart of resentment.
而是在内心中间有各样不满的这样一颗心。
Hatred.
仇恨。
Prejudice,
这种偏偏执敌视偏
There are so many of these things even within the Christian community that are hidden inside as though no one knows but God knows.
还有偏见这中间在基督徒这个团体之中都有很多很多的隐藏的这个罪好像没有人知道但是上帝知道
And the fact is there are some other people who know too.
但事实上其实也有些人 也都知道
They see you coming and their response is here comes trouble.
当他们看到你来的时候大家就回应就是哦麻烦来了
They know your negative speech.
他们知道你那种负面的言语
They know your strong prejudice
他们知道你那种非常强的这样的偏见
They know there's unforgiveness in your spirit
他们知道在你的灵里边有不饶恕的东西
And God says there's no way I can bless this people as long as they've got these things hidden from me
上帝说 我没有办法来祝福这样的一群人因为他们中间有这些隐藏的这样的罪
What's the hidden sin, my friend, in your life?
朋友们在你的生命之中有什么样隐藏的罪
What are you harboring, keeping down inside?
在你自己内心之中隐藏的东西是什么
And you justify it by saying, you don't know how people have treated me.
你来为自己找理由说你不知道别人是怎么对待我的。
And God says, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, for any reason is sin.
上帝说这些不满这些仇恨这些偏见，一切一切都是罪。
I have only time for one more question.
我还有一个问题，还有时间有一个问题。
He received his sight, and he followed Jesus in his way.
当他能看到之后，他就来跟随耶稣基督。
What makes that interesting to me is.I'm not sure if I had received my sight, I would have first thought about following Jesus.
我这中间我感到有趣的是，如果我要知道我能看见，我第一件事情不要去，大概不是跟随耶稣基督。
If you had been blind from birth and suddenly received your sight, where would you go first?
如果你生来就是瞎眼，突然之间就看到，那你第一个你要去什么地方？
I think maybe I'd go back to the town from which I came and I'd look at every person who had put me down or made fun of me.
那我想我会回到我自己我出生的城市里我会看到我会对每一个人当年这样子轻视我的这样子取笑我的人我会来到他们面前。
Now I can see you.
所以我现在我能看到你了。
Or maybe I would have run back to my family and embraced them and looked them in the face.
或者是我回到我自己的家人之中，我就是来拥抱他们，来看他们的脸。
This man immediately got up and began to follow Jesus.
但这个人是马上站起来就开始跟随耶稣。
And the question comes for you today.
那今天对你的问题是
Are you ready to follow him?
你有没有做好准备来跟随耶稣
Oh yes, of course I will follow him.
你说那当然我要跟随耶稣
But Luke 9:23 says
路加第九章二十三节说到
If anyone would come after me, let them take up their cross.Daily and follow me.
耶稣说若有人要跟随我就当舍己天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我
So following Jesus has demands upon your life.
跟随耶稣对你自己的生命是有要求的
Are you prepared to follow him?
你有没有做好准备来跟随他？
Are you prepared to become a disciple who patterns your life after the master?
你有没有来做好准备来做一个门徒，能够以自己的生命跟着自己的主人，把自己生命跟他而学？
Back up one slide, will you?
让我们回到前面那个。
Oh, we don't have Luke, do we? Okay.
No, we don't.
I've got to conclude.
我们现在要准备结束。
And I want to conclude by asking you the basic questions we've already discussed.
我现在结束就想问你们这样的一些问题，我们其实已经讨论过的问题。
Back up.
还在往前。
Will you accept the responsibility of God's call upon your life?
你愿意接受上帝对你的生命的呼召的这个责任吗？
Are you ready to accept that responsibility?
你有没有做好准备来接受这个责任？
To witness,
来见证他。
To the hope that is within you,
来见证你自己内心中间这样盼望的理由。
At work,
无论是在你的工作之中，
at school,
在学校，
in your family,
在你的家庭，
wherever it is, you have opportunity.
无论何处你都有这样的机会。
The next question,
下面一个问题是，
Are you ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you when you're asked?
你有没有做好准备当你被询问的时候，你可以把自己心中盼望的理由来回答出来？
Have you a good word for Jesus for people this week that you meet?
你有没有能够跟你相遇的人，你可以为耶稣说好话？
Go to the next question.
我们看下面一个问题。
Are you willing to make a full confession?
你有没有做好准备完全来认罪？
Even the sins you think are hidden.
即使是那些你认为隐藏的罪。
Pray with me, would you?
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we think about the miracle of the healing of Bartimaeus.
天父，当我们想到巴迪买被医治的这样的神迹，
and we think of the multitude of people that surround us every day who are blind to the things of the kingdom of God.
我们也想到众多的人，他们对于上帝国度的这样的真理，而也是瞎眼的。
Grant God that we may so live that they will see Jesus Christ in us.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们的生命可以使得别人看到耶稣基督在我们生命中而活。
Grant that our language and our witness may be an encouragement for people.Look to Jesus as the healer.
赐给我们话语，赐给我们见证。所以，当我们能够帮助人，让他们来寻找耶稣基督，作为他们的拯救者，作为他们的医治者。
Oh God, grant that the probing work of the Holy Spirit would bring such deep conviction for the things we think are hidden, that we might be delivered.And the community of believers might receive the blessing of God.
Oh, 主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够感受到圣灵的这样的催逼，能够把我们的罪、隐藏的罪可以显露出来，承认，让上帝的教会、上帝的人民可以因着我们这样子来认罪悔改，来得到你所赐的福分。
May your Holy Spirit be at work.With questions and answers, so that we may become the vibrant, living congregation that you've called us to be.
愿圣灵真的是赐给我们工作，在我们之中，能常常问我们问题，来赐给我们答案，让我们教会能够成为一个真的活出上帝又真又活的这样生命的教会。
We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, the Christ, our Savior.